Thanks, Paul. Leading our news this morning, the family of murdered Australian baseballer Chris Lane has wept in court as they listened to the emergency call detailing the final moments of his life. Mr. Lane was shot in the back while jogging in the Oklahoma city of Duncan in 2013. A local resident has told the murder trial how she called 911 and tried to save Mr. Lane's life but couldn't find a pulse. A leading Australian businessman says the Prime Minister should call a double dissolution to try to get his contentious budget measures passed. Reserve Bank board member and Fairfax chairman Roger Corbett says a hostile Senate has made governing almost impossible. The call comes as state and territory leaders prepare to head to Canberra for a showdown over the GST carve-up.
If I'd been the Prime Minister, I'd be very inclined to call a double dissolution and say, people of Australia, you've elected me, I can't govern.
Roger Corbett there. There's been a disturbance at an immigration detention centre in Darwin. Police and paramedics were called to the Wickham Point Detention Centre late yesterday. An asylum seeker at the centre told the ABC about 20 detainees have committed self-harm because they fear being transferred to Nauru. The European Union has formally charged Google with engaging in anti-competitive behaviour. The EU's Competition Commission says Google is using its position as the dominant search engine to promote its own shopping links. Google has denied the claims. It faces a multi-billion dollar fine if found guilty.